Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
All the reason in the world to worship. Then the man said, Lord, I believe, and he worshipped him, John 9:38. John 9 describes a story of front page significance. A man born blind received his sight, a miracle duplicated nowhere in the Old Testament, a miracle that the Pharisees found disturbing. For the more they investigated, the more they were faced with a decision regarding the sight giver. They were unwilling to admit, in their unbelief, what the man born blind was only too willing to acknowledge, as Matthew Henry describes. Walk with Matthew Henry, an English pastor born in 1662, best known for his devotional Bible commentary. Believing with the heart, the man professed his faith in Christ. Lord, I believe you to be the Son of God. He not only gave him the civil respect due to a great man and the acknowledgments owing to a kind benefactor, but he gave him divine honor and worshipped him as the Son of God come in the flesh. None but God is to be worshipped, and by worshipping Jesus, the man acknowledged him to be God. True faith will show itself in humble adoration of the Lord Jesus. Those who believe in him will see all the reasons in the world to worship him. Today's New Testament reading is John, chapter 9, verses 13 through 41.
They brought to the Pharisees the man who had been blind. Now the day on which Jesus had made the mud and opened the man's eyes was a Sabbath. Therefore the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. He put mud on my eyes, the man replied, and I washed, and now I see. Some of the Pharisees said, This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath. But others asked, How can a sinner perform such signs? So they were divided. Then they turned again to the blind man. What have you to say about him? It was your eyes he opened. The man replied, He is a prophet. They still did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they sent for the man's parents. Is this your son? They asked. Is this the one you say was born blind? How is it that now he can see? We know he is our son, the parents answered, and we know he was born blind. But how he can see now, or who opened his eyes, we don't know. Ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself. His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders, who already had decided that anyone who acknowledged that Jesus was the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. That was why his parents said, He is of age. Ask him. A second time they summoned the man who had been blind. Give glory to God by telling the truth, they said. We know this man is a sinner. He replied, Whether he is a sinner or not, I don't know. One thing I do know. I was blind, but now I see. Then they asked him, What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? He answered, I have told you already, and you did not listen. Why, do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too? Then they hurled insults at him and said, You are this fellow's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but as for this fellow, we don't even know where he comes from. The man answered, Now that is remarkable. You don't know where he comes from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners. He listens to the godly person who does his will. Nobody has ever heard of opening the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. To this they replied, You were steeped in sin at birth. How dare you lecture us? And they threw him out. Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, and when he found him, he said, Do you believe in the Son of Man? Who is he, sir? The man asked. Tell me so that I may believe in him. Jesus said, You have now seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you. Then the man said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. Jesus said, For judgment I have come into this world, so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind. Some Pharisees who were with him heard him say this and asked, What, are we blind too? Jesus said, If you were blind, you would not be guilty of sin. But now that you claim you can see, your guilt remains.
Who, in your opinion, is Jesus of Nazareth? Before you answer, consider the implications of your response. If you say he is a man, John 9:11, then how do you explain his miracles? If you say he is a prophet, John 9:17, then where did he get his message? If you say he is a man of God, John 9:33, then where did he get his authority? When a head of state enters a room, everyone stands. What if Jesus Christ, the Son of God, were to come into the room? What response would he deserve? The man born blind saw clearly how to respond, John 9:38. Let his example be the model for your response throughout the day.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.